walk on the wild side. Talk Asia goes into the kitchen with celebrity chef Bobby Chin.
My guest today was once a Wall Street trader and a stand-up comic. Today he's one of Asia's most celebrated chefs. We're in the kitchen with Bobby Chin. This is Talk Asia. He's high energy and clearly has a passion for cooking. But Bobby Chin's path to culinary success is a winding tale. He was born in New Zealand to a Chinese father and an Egyptian mother, educated in England, and for a time called San Francisco home. He tried his hand as a trader on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and even took a crack at being a stand-up comic. But his restless soul eventually led him into the kitchen, where he put his imagination to the test. In 1995, Bobby Chin set his sights on Vietnam. Today, he runs his namesake restaurant in the heart of Hanoi. He's also the host of a successful cooking and travel show and author of a recently released cookbook. I just want to know what first attracted you to the culinary arts.
I guess I always liked food. That's helpful. And I didn't realize food could be a horrible experience until I went to English boarding school. So I was brought up by two really great grandmothers that can cook, and I was always intrigued by how they made food really good, one being Egyptian, the other one being Chinese. When I left Wall Street, I wanted to do something a little creative, and I saw chefs in a completely different light than I'd seen them in the past. You know, wearing white jackets, looking like doctors. My mother wanted me to be a doctor, so this was as close as I was going to get. And they had, like, the command of everybody. Like, there were gods in this little space. Give me this, give me that. And I like kind of like that world and the ability to create.
You know, there are so many celebrity chefs that are out there these days. How do you set yourself apart? How do you make sure that you're different?
You know, each one has their idiosyncrasies. You know, Jamie Oliver's very good at being the guy next door and being sweet and being very knowledgeable and cooking very simple food, and everybody loves Jamie. Gordon Ramsay, I don't think you have a better chef on television. Bourdain, you know, that New York kind of like, you know, Keith Richards. I'm just kind of like the ethnic mutt, the person that's kind of like shooting from left field, where people kind of like, you know, they look at me like, oh. And I can be engaging, I guess. So, and I think that my ethnicity and my upbringing and my education will always send me from a different angle than other people, and I think that's what separates me.
We know you are there sometimes portrayed as this in-your-face, really full-on publicity magnet. How fair do you think that characterization of you is in terms of who you really are?
I don't know. I think that people are looking for a new face. There haven't been really many Asian chefs to speak of. And I've been able to generate that. But I don't know. I mean, like, it's just a machine that, you know, feeds on people like me and then spits me out when my time's done. And you just go with the flow.
Top Bobby Chin tips for anybody that's at home and wants to make Vietnamese food.
You gotta have a great fish sauce. First press, just like olive oil. No food coloring. Aged. That's key. Fresh ingredients. Very important. Fresh herbs. And then the right cooking vessel for whatever you're cooking. I mean, you're not going to make a souffle in a bread and butter plate. You know, you got to have the right equipment. So if you're going to make something in a clay pot, let it be a clay pot. It's a wok. Cook it in a wok.
Bobby, it has been a great treat meeting you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.